Bradford James Designs. This is Jim. Can I help you?
All right, Jim. You've got the nicest handwriting of any guy I've ever met in my entire life.
You're too funny.
That was very sweet, though. Thank you so much for the card. Well, for the
letter. You're appreciated. Just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, well, thank you. That was very, very nice.
Listen, yes, I felt compelled.
Oh, well, thank you again. But, yes, you have beautiful handwriting.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate the compliment.
Of course, of course. I was like, oh, my God, this is nice handwriting.
I don't write that much anymore, but, you know, when I do, it's kind of fun. So. You know,
oh, I love writing. So that's definitely my cup of tea right there.
Yeah, my spelling's terrible, so I got to keep it short. I do enjoy it.
No, yeah, I love handwriting and all that. That's actually one of my things that I like to do in my spare time. So I was like, oh, I like this. This is great. This is one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I think my son is, he's 27 now.
Okay.
He just bought a house, but he is the last year that they taught cursive.
Isn't that crazy that they don't do it anymore? Like, people that are younger than that can't even read the Declaration of Independence. Isn't that insane?
It's sad.
It really is.
And I'm hoping that that some changes will be made and that will bring it back, because it's almost like they're taking skills away from people just because there's a typewriter around, or a computer, I should say.
Right.
Or a telephone, but... In a power failure or thermonuclear war, you might need to know how to spell something somewhat.
Exactly.
So that somebody can. But I really miss, and it's not really nostalgia. It's just I think there's a need for it out there. But I mean, even signing checks now are done electronically. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree. And it's funny that we're even having this conversation, because it actually came up in the office today. How there's, you know, kids that they don't even know, they're taught just to initial things. They're not taught anymore to do their signature.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
It's a sad state, and I'm hoping that something will change there, but you just never know. Some people just don't find any use in it anymore.
I know.
But thank you for the compliment. And it's absolutely my pleasure. Like I said, I really, you know, it's been chaotic the past few days, and I'm not sure that it's going to get any more less crazy in the next 4 or 5 weeks. But I do want to get with y'all on the estate side.
Sure.
Because we have a very unique possibility forming. I should say opportunity. It's not a possibility. It's happening, because I know some of the people within the business, and the business is going to probably shut down at some point here in the near future here in our direct area, and that's Miriam's. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the store.
I am not.
They have three locations in the Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra, and Jacksonville Beach area. And one is right around the corner here. It's literally, I could walk there in less than 4 minutes.
Okay.
And she does all the, does a massive amount of business in estate. But she's 72, I think, now.
Okay.
I think she's tiring of the store. Her daughters are younger, but they're at the beaches. And I think they may shut the store down, which we have Kim Scott here, who...
Yeah.
Did a tremendous amount of business over at Fraser Jewelers in the estate as well.
Sure.
And she can handle it. You can even look at the stuff on our site, as I think you've done.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot more to upload. But do y'all do any plans now? It's Rick Schatz is who I used to deal with when I was over at Beards.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick Schatz, we basically tunneled them right into our website.
Okay.
We set the prices, the markup on our side. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have any ability to do that with what is it, RDJ or whatever it was?
MDJ.
Yes, thank you. I don't know if they do the same thing or everything is done.
I'm not sure if they do it with MDJ. I mean, obviously, I know we do it with our, like, with Diamonds. So I know that it's possible with our site. I'm not sure if they have that capability, but that would definitely be something you would talk to Dominic about.
Okay, gotcha. Sounds good. I will probably put an effort out that way. I might even put Kim in contact with them.
Of course.
So that she can, she's definitely more focused than I, especially this time of year, to be able to get the job done without a doubt. But I will probably get her to take action on that initiative here very shortly.
Okay.
And see what the possibilities are there. On the diamond side, I'm thinking that out because we may want to list y'all's goods on there.
Yeah.
And then able to control the markup, correct?
Yeah, yes. It would be the same thing. You'd be able to put your markup on there, and it would be as if the goods are your own.
Gotcha. Okay. This is all good to know and something that we're going to strongly approach, like, right after the first of the year.
Sure.
Because we ran out of time fast. I know. Shocked. it's like it's here already, and I can't even believe Thanksgiving's next week.
I was just talking to somebody about that, how it's like it's actually mid-November. It's 2 weeks, kind of November left, but at the same time, it's also the end of November, and I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. So bizarre. So bizarre.
I am very thankful for the letter, and I do appreciate it very much. You know, that's kind of stuff that, you know, speaks to my heart, so I do appreciate it very, very much.
Well, thank you so much for mentioning it, and you're so welcome. It was with good intent.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad, yeah. I really am glad that we've kind of developed something here and a little bit of a partnership, because I think it's going to be a great 2025.
Yeah, I think it will, too. We've got a lot going on down on our side, and I know you all have a lot going on with your business. And listen, it's hard to find people that you can pick up the phone and talk to like this. So,
yeah.
So I appreciate it.
I agree. And it's the same thing with, like, the cursive, right? Like, people don't even really know how to talk on the phone anymore.
That's another thing. You know, some of the younger people that I've worked with, and I was in charge of some of the hiring over at Beards, Beards Diamonds, it's here in town. They don't converse really well.
No, they don't, it's sad.
It is the strangest thing, especially the bench jewelers and stuff like that. They text a lot.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Yeah, there's a few stores that I have that I'll call up, and it's just I'm talking to somebody who answers the phone, and it's like I've got nothing. I'm like, how are you? Good. Yeah, me too. Thanks.
yeah, I'm doing good too, even though you didn't ask.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there's
the
no reciprocal discussion there for sure.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
That it is. All right. Well, listen. So great talking to you. Thank you so much for reaching back out, and I'm glad you got the goods back.
Yes.
We appreciate you sending them down.
Of course, not a problem, Jim. I will talk to you very soon, I'm sure. Okay.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.